Allison Bess's daughter has a new exhibition of her work on view in the Nurture Nature Center, 518 Northampton Street in Easton. The theme of the exhibition is flow, the flow of water, of life, the constant movement of all things organic. This is Musings. I'm Ken Michael. Allison Bess's daughter grew up along the bank of the Delaware River in Bucks County to a family of artists and musicians. She's been by turns a beekeeper, an award-winning pie maker, an equestrian, a painter, a printmaker, and a quilter. She's a painter and a studio art quilter who has a deep regard for the traditional, even as she pushes it into new and innovative realms. Allison's respect for the traditional art forms with an iconic classic streak leads her to hang her work in galleries and non-traditional spaces, such as burrito shops, hair salons, and on American denim jackets. Her modern style, like her medium, is rich and varied. The new exhibition of her work, Flow, is on view in the Nurture Nature Center in Easton through the end of September. I got a chance to speak with her just after her opening last weekend. Allison, Bess's daughter.
The flow idea was my idea. Carrie Maxfield, the curator, asked me to come up with a name for the show. For me, flow was very important because I was transitioning recently from a watercolor and ink medium into using acrylic on canvas. And so for me, the transition is about the flow of the mediums that I use because I use so much water. In watercolor media, of course, and then in the acrylic, I'm also using a lot of water. So flow is about the use of water in my own work, as well as a conscious effort about conservation of water and highlight water in general. One of the problems that I encountered is when I work with watercolor, I can layer the paint and some of the underlayers release their pigment into the upper layers, and it allows me to get certain variations of color that I've proven and know how to work with. In acrylic, you never have that opportunity because once it dries, it's permanent and it's not movable. So it was a challenge, and I'm learning to work with it.
Was that a good discipline? Was that something you like to not teach yourself, but task yourself with something that you're uncomfortable with, putting yourself in a slightly uncomfortable sphere?
Yeah, actually, I like taking risks in art, and I like working with mediums in unexpected ways, using other additives. I find that very, very compelling.
They have a nature theme, which is very appropriate, since it's the Nurture Nature Center, and I don't know if that's something that you had also specifically tasked yourself for this. I mean, we should say that they're abstract nature themes, particularly some of these little seed pod thingies. At least I think they're seed pods. You call them pods, but are they seed pods?
They could be seed pods, and they could be pods that contain any type of matter. This Shea Moon 1 and 2, for example, has a very beautiful golden glow, and it actually could be a liquid-filled pod. So we don't really know, because these are imaginary natural worlds. I've always been a very organic, intuitive painter, a colorist. I really love color and like to provide enough tension with color to make you interested in looking at the work, and not enough tension to make the viewer uncomfortable, but just absorbed.
They also have that great silver dancing in them that looks like water to me.
Yeah, actually that does have kind of a moonlit quality, doesn't it?
I love this little one. I was really drawn to this one in specific. It's the color field, the way the pod's dancing along, and it could be a river in the middle, it could be a shore on the other side. That's the beauty of abstract. I get to make up my own story as to what they're about.
That's right. Yeah, this has almost a geological feel, and the pods even kind of have like a little bit of a cluster feel about them. You know, they could even be moon rocks or something. Yeah, it has a feel of geography about it. It's actually, that's one of my favorites. I like setting them in the wide mats because it allows them to become like jewels. You can almost imagine someone wearing one on their finger, like a ring. They become jewel-like in that setting.
These also remind me of Buckyballs, too, if you know the Buckminster Fuller's.
Yes, I do. Yeah, that's a great observation. Yeah, I love that.
And it contrasted those little tiny semi-precious objects, as you call them, and you have these much larger compositions. I don't know if there's a different mindset, a different eye that you have to approach to go with something that's in a much larger field.
I think they are just another version of it. These are jewel-like in a different way. Even the varnish technique that I use three different varnish surfaces. So I use a matte, a satin, and a gloss so that I can highlight. If you can see, some of these areas are more glossy than others. This one is a satin finish, and it almost has like a pearlescent feel. And so they still remain, for me, very organic pieces.
Allison Bess's daughter. Her work is on view in the Nurture Nature Center, 518 North Hampton Street in Easton. For more information, the Nurture Nature Center's number is 610-253-4432. More information also available at nurturenaturecenter.org. Musings is supported by the Dorothy and Dexter Baker Foundation. This is Musings. I'm Ken Michael, and you're tuned to WDIY, Lehigh Valley Community Public Radio.